30 years ago this weekend, an older leading man stepped out onto the tennis court and played against a younger woman, Billie Jean King. She demolished Bobby Riggs in straight sets as 50 million television viewers around the world watched the beginning of a new age in women's sports.
It did indeed, and it really depends on which sport you're talking about. As you mentioned, the WUSA folded this week. On the other hand, basketball fans were really happy. The WNBA, the Women's National Basketball Association, had a rousing final series. The final game this past week drew a whopping 22,000 fans, and that's a WNBA record. Actually, a lot of NBA teams would be happy to have that kind of attendance. Showed up for a final game that was just an absolute great game. Lots of drama. It was a very exciting game. Tension at the end. You had interesting storylines. The Detroit Shock was the worst team in the WNBA last year. This year they win the championship. One of the Detroit players, Cheryl Ford, is the daughter of NBA great Karl Malone. And you had this great scene where Malone was in the stands and he had his head down, unable to watch as his daughter, Cheryl Ford, went to the free throw line several times late in the game. And she, of course, made her free throws, and Karl Malone was a very proud daddy.
But despite all that drama, there's still a lot of talk about how women's pro sports are struggling.
Yeah, definitely with the WUSA. And the history of women's pro sports leagues is filled with failure, and the WUSA is the latest. Part of it is because the athletes are women. I hate to say that, but there is and will always be a segment of a group of sports fans in this country that will never accept women's pro sports. The athletes aren't as strong, they don't jump as high, and they're not as fast, so these people say, why bother? But obviously, with 22,000 and people showing up for the WNBA final game, there are lots of people who appreciate women's games. I don't think it was just anti-female athlete sentiment that sank the WUSA. It had as much to do with things like continuing ambivalence toward pro soccer in this country. Men's Major League Soccer isn't doing all that great. And a very difficult proposition of launching a league, any kind of league really, when the sports and entertainment landscape already is packed.
And this league was particularly vulnerable because of the way it was financed.
It was. WUSA's original owners or investors were giant cable TV companies like Time Warner Cable and Comcast and Cox Communications. And a lot of these big bottom-line driven corporations have gotten into the sports ownership game in recent years, and you found that lots of them are dropping out because what happens is sports teams and sports leagues prove to be too much of a roller coaster ride with their revenues and their profits, and the return on the investment often isn't quick enough for these big companies. These corporations have to keep their shareholders happy. And the WUSA had only 3 years, and that really wasn't enough time to let the league establish itself. If the WUSA could have aligned itself with some established league, it might still be in business.
Which brings us back to Billie Jean King. Tennis might be the one sport where women have reached some kind of parity with men.
Certainly has. I mean, parity, they've even gone beyond the men. I mean, actually, this last U.S. Open, you saw the men command more headlines with Andy Roddick winning the championship. But in large part, that was because the Williams sisters were not in the tournament. When Venus and Serena Williams are playing tennis, all else ceases. They attract the most attention. There's parity with prize money now. You also see a very resurgent Ladies Professional Golf Association. The LPGA, after years of obscurity, has finally kind of burst onto the scene with a couple of high-profile stars, Annika Sorenstam and Michelle Wee. And now the women are making more prize money. So yes, 30 years after Billie Jean King played Bobby Riggs, there has been a lot of improvement.
I do wonder, though, if there could ever actually be a male Anna Kournikova, somebody who's a talented tennis player but never turns out to be a big champion, but ends up being very famous and very well paid for, gender reasons. I mean, there does seem to be a little difference there still.
No comment, Steve.
NPR's Tom Goldman. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.